Welcome to this episode of Horrific History and Hauntings. I'm Beth.
And I'm Ramey. We're your hosts, here to talk about the stories that the history books ignore.
From horrific epidemics and ghostly hauntings to the catastrophes and tragic events that have sickened humanity.
Yes. You know what's tragic? April Fool's Day. There's so many terrible things that people try to say and do. I can't remember how many good game announcements, like Fallout stuff I got yesterday that were fake. That was annoying, because I was like, oh good, the new Fallout game has been announced. No.
I don't think I've seen any April Fool's anything.
Yeah.
Which is fine, because
I've seen a lot of April Fool's stuff, and it was good stuff, which is why they did it, and I knew people would be happy to see it and believe it for a moment. You tend to want to believe the good stuff more than the
bad.
And
then you're like, okay, you lost my business, because that's not true.
It was all people sharing fake ads and fake things from other things.
Unfriend.
It was wild. But no, that was tragic. It was April Fool's Day yesterday. What is today? If we'd recorded this on April Fool's Day, that would have been so much better. We could have just said anything.
Oh, no. It's the 2nd of April, which leads me to the today in history. The first anthrax outbreak ever happened in Russia. I'm sorry if I mispronounced this. In Sverdlovsk. Not even going to try to pronounce it because I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I can't do Russian either.
Yeah.
I can pronounce Moscow.
I'm not trying to be offensive, but that's also why I'm not trying to pronounce it, because I know I will not be able to.
My Russian goes like, vodka, Moscow, and...
Yeah, but that's even more offensive if I say, here in vodka, Russia...
Stalin and Putin.
Oh, I mean...
Gorbachev. I could do Gorbachev, but you couldn't do.
Yeah. So, not even going to try. That happened on April 2nd, 1979. It lasted 6 weeks, during which 66 people died, and around 30 others got very sick, but they survived at 30.
I was terrified of anthrax as a child.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I mean, it was going around in the mail. Of course I was.
Yeah. And at the time, there wasn't text messages and emails. No. Well, there probably was, but not used nearly as much.
The emails were, but the texts weren't.
Yeah.
They were still charged by the text or something, I'm sure.
Yeah. A few cents per text.
Yeah. So nobody used them as much.
Yeah.
Apparently, I watched a lot of tech videos. In Europe, they were blowing up before we ever got a hold of them.
Yeah. At first, when people were getting sick, the Soviet government blamed tainted meat. However, due to suspicions about the town's biological weapons plant, the world doubted this explanation.
I can see why. It just so happens everybody here got food poisoning.
Oh. 13 years later, it was revealed that workers at the plant had neglected a filter which released anthrax spores into the air.
That was Soviet cost-cutting at its best.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that in Chernobyl.
Well, yeah. The wind carried the spores, which infected people and animals nearby. If the town had been downwind, more people might have died.
Yeah, and Russia's so vast, the wind probably couldn't carry it as far.
Yeah.
Which tells you how dangerous Chernobyl was, because the wind did carry that very far across Europe. We need to do a whole episode about those.
About anthrax?
No, well, that too. Honestly, anthrax bores
me. Did you know it's a bacterium? I didn't.
Yeah.
I thought it was just something they created and shoved in the mail.
No, I'm pretty sure it has something to do with damp, moldy places. Kind of like a spore, almost. I think of caves when I thought of it. Maybe there's something to do with caves, too.
Wait a minute, doesn't it? Well, I guess not, because a lot of things live in ice.
I might have heard about a time... Or maybe it was a show. Maybe it was a house or something. Somebody had anthrax from going in their attic once. So if it wasn't on house, then yeah, it can just grow anywhere, which is dangerous.
Yeah. But it can enter the body in various ways, with inhalation being the most lethal.
And enema being the oddest.
Yeah, that's... You're probably in a very bad situation if it's going that way.
Yeah. Something's went wrong somewhere.
Blink if you need help. In 2001, anthrax spores were used as a terror weapon in the United States, and it caused deaths and infections, and I believe that's about the time you started panicking.
Uh-huh. I mean, it was death through mail.
Yeah.
I was like 13 or so.
Also, I forgot his name, but the Pope died in 2005, whichever one that one was.
John Paul?
Yeah, that one.
I remember, because I was in school. Well, they wanted me to make a hat or a boat. Because the teacher asked me to, because apparently nobody in the class knew how. So I made a boat. No, I made a large hat out of a newspaper that she had. And the funny thing was, when we turned, well, I don't know if it's funny, it's kind of insulting. You turned around the back, she put it on, and then turned around, and I didn't do it on purpose. I wasn't that good at making them. I just folded the paper. When she turned around, the Pope being carried out on his deathbed thingy was standing up on the back of her hat. I didn't do it on purpose. She didn't think I did it on purpose.
Oh.
But it was just some weird coincidence. It was slightly, well, not slightly, it was very bad.
Yeah.
She was a very cool teacher. Her name was Miss Saltz, which I remember because she lived in Saltville.
I've never heard the name Saltz. We're going to talk about I'm assuming it's pronounced Dubit.
Dibbit.
Dibbit.
That's what I heard it in a movie.
Okay. The Dibbit box?
Yeah, that was the one in the movie.
It's spelled D-Y-B-B-U-K, so.
Feel free to message us. I don't know how you're going to get that across properly in a message.
Yeah. Send a voice.
Tag us on Twitter or Threads or something with a voice recording.
It's a wine cabinet.
Yeah, I don't think it was that in the movie. I'm pretty sure it was like a toy box or something.
Oh, I've never watched the movie. That's also probably why I don't know how to pronounce it. But yes, it seems to be an ordinary wine cabinet, but it has a nightmarish history. Legend claims it has a malicious spirit in it, thought to be a demon.
Well,
it's capable of inflicting misfortune and can even possess people.
Yeah, that's a demon.
It first surfaced in the 1920s. It was purchased by a secondhand shop owner in Poland shortly after the owner and his family started experiencing misfortunes such as illness, financial ruin, even the deaths of several family members. I wonder if they buried this wine box in our yard somewhere.
Nazi invasions.
Oh, yeah, that too. That's
I think it's like 10 years later.
Yeah.
But
it's also blamed for that in a way.
What? They inflate?
Well, I don't know if you...
That's a bit of a stretch.
It is, but that's also a thing that came up. The owner, convinced the box was cursed, passed it on, hoping to break the cycle, but the tale of misfortune continued. Each owner reported similar experiences of bad luck, nightmares, and a sense of unseen malice. In 2016, the box ended up in the hands of a paranormal investigator who claims to have experienced the box's malevolent influence firsthand. He ultimately donated it to a museum, hoping to contain its dark energy.
Public space is a great place to put a demon. And you get some curses, and you get some curses.
Yeah. Everybody touch it.
Okay. Fill the Dibbit box.
In 2003, it was listed on sale on eBay by Kevin Manis.
How did he get it?
I think he also bought it from a pawn shop, or it was either a pawn shop or from a woman that just happened to have it, and she was selling it at a yard sale. And I want to say he was an antique store owner.
So it didn't last in the museum very long.
I guess not, unless that's where it's at now.
Huh. I don't know. It's hard to track certain little things.
Yeah.
There's entire fields of study into these things.
Yeah.
Especially after World War II.
Yeah, and this is one that I didn't really have much time to go into.
I understand.
I haven't had power. My power keeps going out. I'm depressed, so I'm broke.
She is going on vacation soon, so that's good. We'll record a double episode one day for that. Might be the day, just to prepare for that so we have something that does come out.
Yeah.
Wow, that was just a leap. We just talking about a box that was killing folk, I guess.
That's why I said, I wonder if the box is buried in my yard.
Yeah, you've had some bad luck. Or maybe you stepped on a crack or something.
Where? I don't think there's any cracks in my house. Yet.
No.
Everything else is going wrong with it.
Yeah, it's kind of rough. Also, our internet went down again, just out of the blue last night. It was everybody's. The whole town's went down. We've had a lot of issues. With little odds and ends like that. Luckily, the water was messed up for a while, but we're still in well water, so we didn't have that problem. I'll say that tomorrow to go dry.
Yep. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Then we'll be without water, too.
Maybe we do have a Dibbit or some sort of similar entity. I've heard, like I said, you should look into that movie. Look it up the movie's name. We'll tell them The Box or something. I can't remember. We'll tell them...
Dibbit Box?
Movie. There might be more than one. I'm pretty sure there's a couple of boxes.
I remember a long time ago, I guess it wasn't too long ago. I don't know exactly when, though. I did see an episode of something talking about it. I didn't really listen too much.
Let me look it up. I'll tell you what movie I watched.
But this Kevin Manis said that the box was acquired from a Holocaust survivor and contained the Dibbit, a malicious spirit from the Jewish folklore said to possess the living. The listing detailed a series of misfortunes allegedly suffering by previous owners, including illness and financial ruin and death, as I mentioned before. So he put this in the eBay. I guess it's nice to warn people if it really is a problem.
And it helps sell, like Haunted Dolls.
Yeah.
That's a Bim Bam, McElroy Brothers thing, has a whole section of their podcast occasionally about Haunted Doll Watch, where they read the listings of haunted dolls and the weird spirits in them. It's cool because as soon as they mention it, I'll be looking at this post on the night of release of the podcast, and it will just disappear. Somebody bought it instantly. One of their, I've never managed to catch a doll watch doll actually still listed because it goes so fast. So it's pretty much good for someone's business.
Yeah, but there's obviously people who believe that maybe this was the power of suggestion, and that's why other people started saying that the similar nightmares and financial ruin and things like that was happening to everybody.
Yeah.
The deaths, however, I don't see how, if that part was true for everybody, I don't see how you could
suggest someone go
suggest that,
to the afterlife. You could suggest it. Don't mean they have to go. By the way, that movie was called The Possession.
Huh.
They call it a jinx box, which I guess it does jinx you.
Why would they put a demon in a wine box?
I don't think it had to be a wine box. I think it had to be a box. I'm pretty sure I watched some paranormal TV show where they talked about these boxes. I don't remember what that was called because it was so long ago. I was probably 14 when I watched this movie. I don't know how I remember it so well. No, it's based on a 2004 Los Angeles Times article. So I don't know when the movie actually came out. Look up The Possession. It'll show a photo of, I'm pretty sure it's a girl or a boy looking up at the sky, something coming out of their mouth. Obviously possessed.
Yes, apparently the original owner, she came across this. Maybe she was like practicing some dark magic, and
it was popular in the early
19. And this demon happened to show up, and they decided to put it in this wine box.
I mean, if you have to put it somewhere,
yeah,
it might as well be in a wine box, especially if it's not full of wine anymore.
Yeah,
you can always get a new wine box. You can't always easily store your demons. They were intricately carved and wrapped, weren't they? I do believe. It was in the movie, or maybe I'm thinking of the documentary. I don't recall. There's a lot of things about this subject that I can't remember, but I do know my friend. It's like his favorite form of demon is a dibbit. He would probably know more than I would about him.
There's also the theory that it's not a demon at all, but perhaps the despair, misfortune, and I guess misery of its former owners who were victims of the Nazi.
Yeah.
Well, Nazis.
Yeah, there's a
not
lot.
Not just one. Nazis.
There was a bunch of them.
Yeah.
They seem to be cropping up more often now.
I always think that's a nice theory, too. Like, all that negative energy, it's not necessarily a demon. It's just strange things start to happen because there's just so much negativity and
you hear
abuse.
A story about a spot, and you go there, and you could feel that ick sometimes.
Yeah.
It's even more interesting when you get certain people who haven't been there, and they don't know the story, and they still feel the ick.
Yeah. Like, something bad happened here.
Yeah. It's a completely different feeling from being watched sometimes. Like, you get that feeling. I'm being watched ever so often. But this is just like, I don't know, I call it an ick. It's like an icky, bad vibes feeling. And that's pretty much what you get from something like this. It's the exact opposite of what you get when you hold something really cool or have been near something really cool. Like in the Smithsonian, we've seen the ruby slippers and all that.
I'm going to go to one of the Titanic museums. There's one in Pigeon Forge, I believe.
Oh, yeah, there is. It's giant Titanic.
Every time I go, I forget you have to have reservations to go, but I would love to go.
Oh, that would be kind of cool.
I forgot what it's called, the Wonder Works, maybe. It's the building that looks like it's upside down.
Yeah, I don't remember what it's
called. And then you walk in
and
everything looks like it's upside down. They had the little thing where you put your the hand in the
water
that's the temperature of the Titanic, and you time it. And I kept my hand in there for 3 minutes, and I don't suggest doing it.
I wouldn't either.
It was awful.
It is in Pigeon Forge, but it's also a nice museum, like a nuclear museum. I think it's down in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, where they done the uranium purifying stuff for the Manhattan Project. I went there in school, but I've always wanted to go back so I could experience it now that I know more about it. Places like that are cool. Educational spots.
Yeah. I like museums and things like that.
I don't remember as much about Ripley's as those places because
I'm pretty sure I was with you when we went to Ripley's, but I cannot remember. I remember saying we were going to go in and playing with that big ball.
I don't remember much about it either.
But I really don't remember much about it.
I remember a little bit more about the aquarium in Gatlinburg, Pigeon Forge, or wherever it is down there. I haven't been down there in almost a decade.
Yeah, it's...
I drove past it many times, but not been in it.
Yeah.
I'm going to look up more into the Dybbuk box.
Yeah, because...
Dybbuk. I mean,
there's more to it, and obviously the whole Nazi thing, it's not proven.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly, it's not proven that there's actually a demon in the box. It's just...
Nazis.
Yes, they shoved the Nazis in the box. Probably wouldn't have been a bad idea.
Well, we went to the Holocaust Museum and seen all the shoes.
Yeah.
Very sad story. When we went way back when, we got a ticket that told you someone's name who was in the camps. And you would go through and you would learn their story while they were in the camps. And was it yours or mine? Everybody didn't survive except for one of us out of the group of, what was it, five?
I think I was the one that survived.
One of us survived. I died of a disease. Everybody else died of different starvation, other things. And one survived. And then you see the wall of shoes and you just understand.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they've changed that. Or if they've changed it at all since I was there. I would like to go back to that, like the Smithsonian, the Holocaust Museum.
Yeah. I looked up where the box is now. Apparently, someone named Haxton paid $280 for it.
That's a bargain for some bad luck.
He refuses to sell it because he says it's not ethical. He apparently has many people offering him money for it because of this whole thing, and he refuses to sell it.
Is it because it was related to the Nazis?
He buried it.
Oh, he thinks it's actually cursed. It might be. I don't know.
It says he now keeps the cabinet safe, in quotations, inside a military-grade case, which he buried.
Fascinating.
Which is probably for the best. Did you bury it on my property, perhaps? Because I need you to come get it.
I need some electricity now, please. Yeah.
Also, I got stung on the butt while trying to put flooring down in my cat's room. Because, you know, I don't have kids, so my cat gets its own room. Because we were getting a wood stove. And I was helping Joey put the flooring down. And the wasps kept coming in somehow. I'm assuming through the window, but we couldn't figure it out, but we always seen that they were in the window, and one of them must have got on the floor and crawled up my nightgown and stung me on the butt.
And then your power went out.
My power's been out before. It never ends. It's like never ending.
Oh, golly. I have a tent you can stay in. There's a spot for an extension cord to run through it.
From where?
We can run an extension cord from anywhere, like our front door.
We've put an extension cord for the saw for the flooring, and that's what caused the other part of the power that was working properly at the time to go out, and it somehow came right back on after we went to bed and was like, you know what, screw it.
Odd.
So, I mean, at least that part is on at the moment, but we look ridiculous with a headlamp. Shout out to those headlamp people that sent us those, because that has actually come in handy.
Night Buddy?
Yeah.
We were...
Shout out to them.
Yeah, we were provided some Night Buddy headlamps to review on TikTok. And
but we do look ridiculous trying to cook food in the dark.
I've used mine. If they'd have gave us some more time to make the videos for TikTok for those, we could have done so many better things. I mean, they gave us plenty of time, but none of these things happened during that time. We had to, like, the basic stuff. Like,
yeah.
Go check to make sure our water wasn't frozen and stuff like that, because we do run on a pump. We've done that kind of stuff with those headlamps. But now, since that, the 3 months since then, has been so many more reasons to use those headlamps.
Yeah. It really has. It was, if they would have just waited.
Yeah. I mean, we could still do it, but that'd be kind of weird.
Been perfect. Our power sucks. So we have to have this headlamp.
They're the only people who've ever reached out for us to us to do anything like that. And I did see a couple of reviews where people said theirs messed up, but ours have held up well.
Mine has been great since my power ain't working and I ain't got no lights in my living room and kitchen.
So the fact they're waterproof and all that. God, here we are advertising for somebody who hasn't even paid us to do it. But thank you, Night Buddy. You kept my sister's bad luck at a slight.
But that one bit of positive in my life is your headlamp.
I should point out, our TikTok isn't full of advertisements like that. It's got those and those only.
Yeah, literally nobody else wants us.
But they have random cat videos, tabletop role-playing game videos, and a lot of podcast clips. We get those out there. Who knows if TikTok will still be around next month at this rate.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, maybe there is a bit box buried somewhere on the property.
You see, Mama found so many arrowheads when they were plowing up things. I'm wondering if we aren't on some cursed land. Oh, apparently the girl... I'm looking more into this as we're talking, sorry. Apparently the girl that was the granddaughter of the original woman that was supposed to put this demon in the box told the person that was buying it that it should always stay shut, and they opened it anyway.
It's like Pandora's box.
Yeah, Harry, you tell me not to open the box, I'm going to open the box.
Yeah.
So, I mean, look what happens when you open the box, though.
I wouldn't open the box. It's some kind of weird collecting thing, like something you know is going to hurt you. except for you're not 100% sure something supernatural can bother you if it's because you don't know if it exists or not. Mm-hmm. But we have uranium glass collection, and you know that can hurt you over time. So I guess I could see why.
Yeah.
I buy autographed books. Gives you that good feeling. You buy something creepy and somewhat deadly, and it gives you another kind of cool feeling.
Oh, here's one on BBC about it. Post Malone's also on here, so maybe not. Apparently he had a lot of bad luck. I don't really follow him, so it says he's been cursed by a haunted box.
I don't even know what to say about that.
During a visit to the Haunted Museum in Las Vegas to look at what was meant to be the world's most haunted object, he touches the box.
Did he get ushered out of the museum immediately?
Or wait, no. Someone else touched the box, then touched him.
And they chose to pick on Post Malone instead of the other person.
Yeah, I guess so. So I guess it is in a museum now and not buried.
Maybe there's more than one. And of course, there's also going to be knockoffs and things. So who knows? I'm not skilled enough to track the true...
He doesn't seem to be blaming the box according to this article.
Then why? Is it even in the article?
Well, that's literally where it ends. It doesn't say what he's blaming.
Oh, okay.
He says he's got his own theory and that's it. What's his theory? Come on now. That'd I love the, BBC, but come on.
Well, now we know something about something, I guess, of all of our ramblings in between.
Yeah, to be fair, like I said, I didn't have many notes about this one at all. I've had a lot going on, but I've enjoyed the random ramblings.
You mean the things we've done today? Or are you talking about the stuff you've been reading?
The random ramblings.
The one we've been doing. Okay.
The shout out to the head buddy, even though the night buddy, even though we didn't get paid for it. I'm shouting that out. And, yeah. Because maybe I need to get a box and shove some whatever is going on in my house in it.
Yeah. Get a spiritualist or a priest.
I think
or
all
somebody.
I have is some plastic totes, though. Does that count?
They'll last longer than any wooden box will. according to environmentalists. Oh. I believe them. Use a plastic box if you want it to last. On that, I guess, I will say, if you like what you've heard here and you want to hear more, we're part of the Gruesome Gaming Group Podcast Network. We have 3 total podcasts, including this one. We have Brother Knows Quest. It's a podcast where I tell my sister about a new tabletop role-playing game every week. Some of them are short, some of them are long. Just depends on the, you know, game we're covering. And she tells me what she thinks after that about them. And then we have her, what is it, Leveling Duo? It's a podcast where me and my sister or me and my friend Dakota, just depends on who's in and what we talked about. We'll talk about a new video game we played or something we really enjoyed like that. They don't come out as often because we don't have as many. When we stick to a game, we stick to it for quite a while and there's no point in covering it every week. And then that's it. Those are the name of the podcast. If you like those, there'll be a link in the description of this episode. It'll take you to all of our socials. They'll be at the top of the list in the little row. Below that will be a link to our home website, the Gruesome Gaming Group, where you can subscribe or sample our other podcasts. And below that will be a option to send us a donation or a tip. We'll appreciate it if you do. Don't feel compelled to. They're there. We're trying to get an affiliate program. So if you want to start another affiliate program, so if you want to start buying stuff to support us or just get something you're interested in and support us at the same time, that's there when we get that worked out. It's not there yet. Also, the socials. That'd be a great way to reach out to us. If you don't want to use the socials, like Twitter or Threads or whatever, you can use the emails below that. They will reach out to us. The Horrific History and Hauntings one will reach out to Beth. The Gruesome Gaming Group one will reach out to us. And it'll be about any of our podcasts that will want to reach us. Thanks for the people who leave reviews. We're still going through them all. And we will, like I said, after we get a few to make an episode, a long enough to make an episode, I guess, we'll cover them all or the ones we got at that time. Keep leaving them. We'd like to see them. That's kind of cool. Seeing people enjoy our stuff. Even if they're not good ones, at least it's feedback. That's good too. Thank you for listening. I've been Ramey.
And I'm Beth.
And this has been HH&H. Bye-bye.